I've spoken at some length in recent lectures about the Greek wonder at the Persian wealth. And we have some pieces of Persian luxury that attest to their enormous personal wealth. Unfortunately, very few of these were recovered in secure excavations. Most were acquired on the art market without a documented provenance. There are many forgeries, and together this combines to create very significant obstacles to our analysis of what these luxury objects meant in their original setting. An incredible collection of gold jewelry and cups called the Oxus treasure, now in the British Museum, may represent a collection of votive offerings from a temple. It is named after its supposed find spot on the banks of the Oxus River in Tajikistan. Around 1880, a group of merchants was attacked and robbed while traveling in Afghanistan. One member of their party escaped and ran for help from a British officer, Captain F.C. Burton, who recovered some of their goods. When the officer opened one of the bags, he found a pair of spectacular gold bracelets that were part of this Oxus treasure. The terminals, or the ends of the bracelets, were shaped into winged griffins, which is a very common Persian, a mythical creature. We see examples of this type of jewelry worn by men in Persian sculpture. And bracelets and other jewelry of this type could very well have been a gift from the king. Dress conveyed not only one's ethnicity, but also one's status. And we should keep in mind the anecdote about Mordecai, who was given the king's robes to wear as a reward for his service to the king. There are other examples in various decrees and inscriptions of an Achaemenid king giving jewelry to a soldier who has been especially brave in battle, for example. Burton eventually bought the bracelets from the Oxus treasure, and the rest of the recovered treasure was sold. The buyer eventually donated it to the British Museum. In the Oxus treasure, we see rings, clothing ornaments, jewelry, and coins. And together, it's about 150 pieces, not including the coins, that are said to have been found in this one location near the Oxus River. Many of these pieces resemble other known objects, but there is one, a small gold model of a horse-drawn chariot, that is quite exceptional. Two figures are in the chariot, a driver and a man who is seated on a little bench that's set up inside the chariot. As I said, this is an unparalleled piece, so we don't quite know what to do with it. One challenge for interpreting the Oxus treasure is that many of the objects are clearly not contemporary. So some date a century or more after the Persian-era bracelets that I just described. And so this makes us suspect that it could be a collection of goods from a temple where many worshippers had dedicated offerings over the years, and that under some mysterious circumstances, these gold votive offerings were taken from the temple and buried for safekeeping and never recovered. Metal drinking vessels in gold, silver, and bronze are characteristic of Persian elite culture. Typical vessel shapes include the raiton, a curved drinking horn that tapers, usually in the form of some animal shape, such as a stag, a griffin, a bull, or a horse, and the small, shallow bowl called a fiale. Men in Achaemenid dress often decorate a fiale, and some of the most beautiful vessels of this type use both silver and gold. Usually we see silver vessels that have an overlay of gold on the human figures or some decorative motif, so there's a combination of the two metals.